back on the Young Turks. Still talking a little bit about Subway and Uber. Kalanick, we're not talking about how unfortunate his name is.
I like his name.
Yeah. You like his name?
Travis Kalanick?
No, I like it too. I had a Kalanick the other day. It hurt a little bit, but...
Right. I didn't even think of that.
The first thing I think of any time.
Yeah. Oh. But it's good for you. Clean me right out, okay?
Oh, my God.
By the way, I've never actually had a Kalanick either way.
What is that called again? It's not Kalanick. It's...
Kalanick. You like him because he's from Northridge.
Okay, I don't know if I like him, but yeah, like no one ever hears about people from Northridge. And so I'm just like, oh, he's a CEO from Northridge. That's kind of cool. Anyway.
Okay. Okay, so let's get to some of the stories that I promised you. I don't know, I really probably shouldn't say this, but Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
And this is really secondhand, guys, okay? But I knew a guy who knew a guy who worked at Jack in the Box, and he was an executive there. I think he was in the legal department, and he never ate at Jack in the Box.
Yeah, I mean. Okay.
And I was like, now look, I like Jack in the Box. I don't know what's in their tacos. That thing isn't real. Okay.
I've never liked their tacos. Okay. That shit is nasty.
I don't know what it is, but I like it.
They don't even like pretend that it's any kind of specific meat. Like, they don't call it their all beef tacos or their chicken tacos. Like, what they just call it their tacos. Their 39-cent tacos.
It's just a taco.
It's just like, what the fuck's in the taco then? What?
No, it's just a taco. The meat? Taco meat.
Well, okay. They're sealed and they're greasy. That's all it is.
Yeah. They're so greasy. And you dip them in that buttermilk ranch
sauce.
See,
look at that.
Yeah, yeah. See, all of a sudden.
No, no, okay. No.
Now the Northridge comes out.
That's really funny.
Okay, and so Bart got me their burger that was drenched in butter and then drenched in butter again, right? Whatever that thing is called.
Buttery Jack.
The Buttery Jack. The Soka.
Buttery Jack?
Buttery Jack.
Yeah. So I don't know why I didn't get it again, partly for whatever, but I wanted it. Like every time I drive by a Jack in the Box, I'm like, Buttery Jack butter, right? Uh-huh. Butter. Right?
The butteriest Butter Jack.
Yeah, yeah. So on the other hand, if you're looking for health tips from me and Bart, you've come to the wrong place.
Yeah.
Tyrion Lannister looking for justice. Anyway, but he was like, because he knew what was in the meat.
Yeah.
And it's like an old Steve O saying, sometimes you tell him something that's a little embarrassing and Steve will say, I really wish you hadn't told me that. Right? No, really, I wish you hadn't told me that. That's really embarrassing. I wish I didn't know it. Anyway.
My cousin used to cook for Red Lobster. He was a chef in the back, mm-hmm. He was like 20 years old. And he's like, the only thing you should eat there is the cheddar biscuits. Don't eat anything else.
Really?
He wouldn't tell us why.
But they have a tank with the lobster, like the live lobsters, and obviously it's fresh, right?
Yeah. No, look, guys, don't think about
but
it.
But this is like 1996. I don't know if they've had, I don't know. So.
Yeah. Look, here's my rule on restaurants, especially fast food or chain restaurants. Don't ask, don't tell. Okay? I don't want to know. I don't want to know what's in your taco. I don't want to know what happens in the kitchen. That's the last thing I want to know. First of all, the cheddar biscuits at Red Lobster is delicious.
The most amazing cheddar biscuits you'll ever have.
You know what we should have one day? Red Lobster cheddar biscuit versus Popeye's biscuit off. Okay.
I love Popeye's biscuits, but the cheddar biscuits, I mean, it's like a regular biscuit with the cheddar. Like, you can't top that.
Nah,
right?
I don't know.
And I love Popeye's.
I'm thinking about doing a biscuit off. Okay. So, I had part of the reason I say that is because everybody's guilty. So don't just take it out on Jack in the Box or whatever else, except Subway. Anyway,
I never understood the Subway thing, but okay.
I some bread controversy last year. So
their bread isn't even bread. I don't know what they're doing at Subway. Anyway, I take that personal offense at the Subway thing because I'm from Jersey.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, that's not a real sub.
You're just a sub snob?
I am. That's the only thing I'm a snob about is I'm a sub snob. Okay. But I had friends who, when we were growing up, worked at an Italian restaurant in East Brunswick, New Jersey. Oh, they're like, you don't, they're like, you don't want to know what happens in the kitchen. You just don't want to know. And, you know, come on, guys, you've seen it sometimes. Like, their washing is this. Like, they dip in, like, some soapy water, and then they dip somewhere else, and then someone might or might not dry it. That shit isn't clean, right?
If you go to a bar, it's the beer glasses you wash with, and then put them right back out there. It's just a tub of hot water. Maybe hot water. I assume it's hot.
Oh, God, okay.
It's
stand it out.
Now, I don't know if it runs through a cycle, especially a busy night at a bar. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Go to your local bar. Drink your green beers. And sit at the bar and watch how the cycle of clean glasses
I know. I don't want to. So the other day I went to a restaurant with Wendy, and they're like, it was the table was dirty, so they cleaned it right in front of us before we sat. And they're like, they get that stupid mop that they've used 1,000 times in the night.
Oh, that smelly rag. That smelly fucking
rag. That's what it was. That's what it was. Not the mop, the rag. And it's that smelly ammonium or whatever that thing is.
Yes.
And I was going to fucking vomit. I thought I was going to get, I was getting Kim Jong-nommed. I was like, and I couldn't stand it. I was like, no, I got to move. Otherwise, I'm going to leave. And we asked to move. And then they sat us right next to the door on a cold night. And they kept opening the door. They're like, oh, yeah, you want to complain about the fucking rag? Like fucking freezing. We moved 3 times. Total pain in that. In fact, that reminds me of another story that I want to tell you guys in the post game. Apparently, we're having a long one tonight.
Yeah.
So that's the same place where I saw. Remember the crazy Arab penis store?
Yes.
So I go to this restaurant like a couple of days later, but in LA instead of New York, and there's another fight. Mm-hmm. And it's a drunk lady with the owner of the place.
Is this another Turkish restaurant?
No.
I was going to say.
It's like a random burger restaurant. Okay. And the drunk lady was, again, wrong, no question. I didn't see the beginning of it, but you could tell. And the owner said, or the manager said, so that's what you get for spitting on me, right? Like, oh, she spit on him. Oh, that's terrible, right? And he had to call the cops, and he did, and the cops came. And so I was on his side, especially because I had seen the other abusive drunk guy a couple of days before. And then when the cops finally came and then they started arresting her, then she started to cry a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, what happened now, right? And I was like, no, you crossed the line there.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Mm-hmm. She's drunk. She's in bad shape. Now she's crying. Don't rub it in. Even if she spit on you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's a line. Yeah, somebody's a dick, but... Even so,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I know. Everyone, I don't know what it is, but everyone is kind of on edge right now. I see ridiculous arguments and fights everywhere. Like, everyone's just on edge. I don't know if you've noticed that as well, but it's creepy, and I don't like being out as much as I used to.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. I wonder if it's a Trump thing.
I don't know. I just feel like the climate in the country has completely changed, right? There was this, I don't know, emphasis on being civil, even if you disagreed with someone, letting things go and all that. And now, like, things are so on edge that I don't get into it with anyone. Like, a few weeks ago, I was going to visit my parents, and this guy was speeding. Like, I was exiting off the freeway. I was going to make a right onto the main street. And as I was doing it, I looked to make sure there's no cars coming. And there was this, like, group of guys in, I think it was a Lexus, pretty far away. So I was like, I'm safe. I can totally turn. I didn't realize that they were speeding like crazy. So I start entering the intersection. Then I realize this guy's speeding like crazy, so I'm going to stop. And I stopped immediately. And then he, like, passed us and, like, started, like, yelling and throwing up middle fingers. And then Christian was in the car. He was a passenger.
Uh-oh, here we go.
And so Christian never loses his temper unless someone attacks me.
Right.
And so he was like, what the fuck? He's like, I don't know, whatever. He said whatever he said. And I was like, shut the fuck up. I was like, just let it go. Let it go. It's not worth it. So anyway, it gets to a point where we're both at a red light. They're next to us. And Christian doesn't provoke them, but they continue, like, yelling and like, okay, dude, I stopped. We didn't crash. Let's move on with our lives. They, like, cut in front of me. I'm like, do you, boo? Whatever. And then finally, they kept going at it so much that Christian lost his temper again. And then I had to make a turn. I, like, turned on a street that didn't even make any sense. Like, why are you turning? And I'm like, babe, this guy might have a gun, okay?
I know, right?
We're living in that world now. So, like, I used to be the person I used to have the worst road rage that if someone was pissing me off, I would get out of my car and walk up to the driver. Like, that's how bad I used to be. This is a long time ago. I've completely changed. I now avoid any and all conflict because people are on edge. They're crazy. I used to be a crazy person, too.
That's the Anatolian in you. Because, like, Turks are the same. Like, the minute there's any kind of, did you look at me funny? Well, that's it, we're out of the car.
I know. Right? What the fuck was I going to do, by the way? I'm like this, like, little skinny girl walking up to, you know, some male driver who pissed me off because he cut me off. Like,
You didn't even have your mom's rolling iron.
I
didn't. So, I don't know what you were going to do. But you're right, everybody's got a gun now. It's a really bad idea, even if they're being total dicks.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of my top pet peeves. It's actually number three. When it's slightly different, somebody cuts in front of you really fast and then slows down. Like, okay, all right, dude, if you're fast and you got to get somewhere,
go.
I got it. I got it. It happens, right? But don't like come in like 100 miles an hour and then like, da, 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 and slow down in front of me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so.
I don't know if you remember this. Sorry to interrupt you. But long time ago, when we were in the old studio, one day we get off work and I'm driving home. You're driving the same direction as me, but I don't realize it. And so we're all like kind of stopped at a red light. And then all of a sudden there's this black Pontiac in the right lane that just goes whoosh and then like cuts me off. And I'm like, is that Cenk? And so I speed up and like I think I honked at you or something, and then you just started laughing.
Well, I had to be somewhere. See, that's why I understand if you gotta be somewhere, but keep on speeding.
Yeah, but the point is we ended up stopped at a red light together anyway.
I know. It's surprising that we didn't both get out of the car. It's like, what? Yeah. Okay. By the way, pet peeve number two is, of course, unbuttered bread at diners. You guys know that?
Yeah.
Pet peeve number one is people who crap on toilet seats.
Why does that happen, though?
Like, how? How?
It happens.
How do you get it in the middle?
So, hold on. So, I've only seen that happen at unisex bathrooms. Okay.
Because it's guys.
It's always guys. However, women are also nasty, okay? Mm-hmm. With women, I don't know what it is. First of all, I'm sure men experience this as well, but I can't tell you how many times I've gone into a public women's bathroom and, like, every single piece of paper towel and every seat cover and every paper material in that bathroom is in one toilet. Why, though? Why did you have to do that? That's disgusting.
No, men are gross. That's what I think this whole trans bathroom controversy is about.
Yeah.
They're just trying to get out of the men's room. It's fucking gross in there. Like, and a couple of times, for whatever reasons, it's like only single bathroom.
Yeah.
You wind up in a women's room. Guys, if you've never been in a ladies' room, it's like utopia in there. There's like scents and lavender, and it's beautiful plants.
Sometimes it's seating right. area.
It's like a secret room. And then they complain we have all the power. Have you ever been in a men's bathroom? Okay. Anyway.
You said shit in the middle of the seat. The middle of this is the opening to the toilet.
No. Like, you know, like it's the U, right? Mm-hmm. And there's where your ass sits. And no, I'm talking about the middle of the U.
Oh, it's because
you see what I'm saying?
I've never seen it,
like,
but people
how?
Hover. People hover.
I
bet
how?
People hover, I bet.
I guess.
How do you hover and shit, though? Like, that's, I don't know, okay.
Apparently not effectively.
Well, the main thing, and this has been me, and I think Ben had the same thing. We've talked about this before. Since third grade, you don't go number two in public. Fuck that. Ben has said before, he said, I will hold
for
it
people,
for a
though.
Week
like,
before
I
go in public.
I don't begrudge people for doing that. I want them to be considerate of others. And if they do somehow miraculously hover and then make the mistake of shitting on a toilet seat, like, just find a way to clean it up.
Yeah, you know? It's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
No, Ben's famous line about that is, on a plane, since it's public, he's like, I'd have to be hospitalized first. Like, they'd have to take me off that plane in a stretcher. For me to go number two in a plane. Okay. Anyways, okay, speaking of gross topics, that leads me to my emergency room story. I just realized as I was about to tell it that actually this is all Jack's fault.
Uh-huh.
So Jack, who works here, who I've known, another guy I've known for about 40 years, convinces us when we're seniors in high school that what would be really fun is if we go to a dude ranch.
What?
Jack, who's a Jewish kid from East Brunswick, has decided that we're all going to be cowboys. And so it's like a Korean, Indian, Turkish, Chinese, Jewish kids going out to do a dude ranch. Right? Anyway, that's fun, though. It's America. God bless. I love it, right? Mm-hmm. And so, and it's all good, but...
Did he plan it out in an Excel spreadsheet?
I wish he had. It might have gone better. Turns out the chicken there had salmonella poisoning, whatever it was, right? Mm-hmm. And so me and another guy, we got food poisoning.
Oh, my God.
And so we're like, way to go, Jack, with your fucking dude ranch, right? And then so we go to the emergency room, and we are really sick, man. We're not a little sick. We're really sick. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, just wait, right? And I'm like, no, I'm like, you guys aren't getting this, man. Something's going to go wrong here. Like, I've never felt this bad. It's not a big deal, but I'm a pretty tough guy, right? I'm like, I'm like a tough person. Yeah, I'm like a really tough person. And they're like, yeah, whatever, dude. Just wait. And 3 hours goes by. They finally took Khan in. He was the other guy. And then I'm like, really, guys? And it was like 3 square miles. It was the size of Rhode Island. Okay? I mean, it was like... Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I was like, I tried to tell you guys, it was Jack's fucking dude ranch. Okay, the chicken wasn't really chicken. Okay, and I was like, what can I do? And people were like, how many people vomited in here?
Oh my God.
Like, seriously, like people were coming by. Like normally people want to get away from the vomit, right? But like people were coming by, like it's a freak of nature. They're like, Jesus Christ. What horse vomited in here?
Oh, God. The emergency room is the worst place on the planet.
I know.
It's really the worst place. I've luckily only been to an emergency room once, and it was after a bad car accident. And they were worried that I might have, like, broken my back. So the ambulance, like, took me out on a stretcher. Like, my back hurt.
Like Ben Mankiewicz out of a plane, if he had to go number two. I'm picturing Ben in a neck brace, like. Like, what went wrong? Oh, he had to go number two on a plane.
Anyway, they put me on a stretcher, and they took me at the USC emergency room, which was, there's a lot of homeless people there that have... I was in college, so...
Before they renovated, it was horrible.
It was bad. 2005, 2006, uh-huh. Something like that. Anyway, so they put me on a stretcher. They have me tied down. I can't move. And they just have you lined up with all these people that are on stretchers. And the majority of them were homeless people that had severe mental illnesses. Mm-hmm. And so this one guy is like screaming at the top of his lungs. Like, it was scary. I'd never been in a situation like that. And the worst part is that I had to use a bathroom. I had to pee. Mm-hmm. And so I tried to get the nurse's attention, finally got the nurse's attention. I was like, I have to use the bathroom. Can you please take me to the bathroom? She's like, we can't take you off the stretcher. She's like, you might have broken your back. So we have to. I'm like, I don't think I broke my back. I really have to pee. And they're like, no, we have to make sure. And I was like, okay, so what am I going to do? You want me to pee in my pants? And then she brought a bedpan. And I was like, I can't. You want me to pee in that?
Yeah.
Like, but I can't. I can't do it. And I couldn't. Like, I tried. I couldn't do it. Like, my body is not used to that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was the worst experience. And it took hours. And I felt like my bladder was going to explode. And I still couldn't make it happen. Like, the emergency room is the worst place in the world. By the way, I did not break my back. And so...
Yeah, no. Now they have urgent care in L.A., depending on your health care and stuff. I think urgent care is great. I mean, my experience is you go in... And they it's relatively quick. I'm shocked every time.
Yeah.
Because if you have to go to an emergency room, good night, Irene. Right?
Yeah.
So that's your day gone, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I almost didn't go when I had that giant gash on my nose. I was like, oh, there goes the whole day, right?
You know, that scar is not...
Kind of gone,
it's
right?
It's gone, yeah.
You know what? Let me do a plug here. Again, not a sponsor, okay? Mederma, okay? It's a skin cream that my doctor friend suggested for me, Mederma, Mederma.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. It's not going to work. It was so visible. It was so visible.
It was, yeah.
And the doctor's like, yeah, you put some lotion on it. It's no big deal. I'm like, fuck you. It's a big deal. It's a giant fucking scar in the middle of my nose. Everybody can see it in every video, right? And then I started putting the Mederma every day.
Yeah.
Gone. What the fuck? It worked. It's amazing. Like, nothing ever works.
Yeah.
You know, people tell you.
No,
it's
an, absolutely. I know.
Like, something that actually works. It's amazing. Okay.
Last thing on emergency rooms, and this is the healthcare that many politicians would say, hey, you have access to healthcare. The emergency room is always open. And how extraordinarily expensive it is, on top of the wait and actually the way you're treated and things like that happen, it's just the nature of the game, but they expect that to be your norm.
Yeah. And then they say, well, you've got access to healthcare, right? So you don't have actually have healthcare, but you have access to it. All right, last thing is my nickname. Okay. So I'm talking to a reporter and about Wolfpack, and then we start talking about just Democrats. And so she says, so you actually have two packs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's so cool. I'm two pack.
Is that, I don't know, is that a good nickname?
Are you insane? That's like the coolest nickname ever. Jack Tupac Uger, are you crazy? Okay.
But it sounds
like. The only thing better is six pack.
No, but that's the thing. When you hear two pack, you think of someone who tried for a six pack and just barely made it to two pack.
No, you think of Tupac Shakur.
I did not think of Tupac.
At all?
No, I did not. You said two pack.
But that's the thing. White folks in the 90s called Tupac two pack.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't
well,
know that.
Clueless white folks. I'm not going to generalize every white person.
So yeah. You want to have the nickname that clueless white folks called Tupac back in the
slash
day?
I called? Yes.
Okay, congratulations.
Are you kidding me? Come on, wait. All right, let's vote here. I think Tupac's super cool as a nickname. What do you think, Jack?
Well, are you going to say Pac or Pac? Because if you say Pac, it's going to remind me of the folks who didn't know what they're talking about.
I don't have two Pacs. I have two Pacs.
Okay, so to summarize our opinion, no, it's not a cool nickname.
Edwin, I'm going to need a recount on this, okay? They're rigging this vote on me, Edwin. No, be real. Oh, fuck. He said it's dorky. It's over. I thought it was so cool for a second.
It's close. I like the attempt, but yeah. You got to pick up four more and then call it six pack.
Okay. No. Could you imagine I start four
please
other
don't.
Packs?
Please
oh
don't.
My God. Then you think they're taking me out on a stretcher with neck brace, like Bedpan. Is Jesus back there? Yeah, okay. Any love? No. He's voting down.
I think he'd be the harshest one.
What's that?
Don't even, yeah, just don't.
Oh, you guys are crazy. No, I'm going with it. Tupac.
Audience vote.
Shakur, Tupac, Uger.
We've already voted. We've adjudicated this.
Audience vote. They're the only ones that can save you.
Oh, should we do a poll? Are we allowed to do a poll in a post game?
Well, just the members.
Okay, fine. Jen Roofer, sorry. We got to do a poll.
Could I suggest a nickname?
Oh, here comes Bart.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
Jank the Tank, Uger?
No, it's we already have Mank the Tank. Mm. And when we were doing nicknames at Current, and then one of the producers for Ben was like, oh, Mank the Tank. And he's like, under no conditions. He'd rather go number two on a plate. Mank the Tank on a stretcher. Bedpan. Bedpan in aisle two. Okay, the poll is Jenk's new nickname of Tupac cool or not cool? Okay, we'll do a poll for you guys. I don't know where you're going to find it. Oh, easy. TYTnetwork.com/Tupac, but should we spell it T-W-O or T-U-Pac?
Just the number two? Just two packs you got? That's one way that it was written. It's written with a T, with a number two.
The number two, and then PAC.
Right. Yeah.
That's it.
No, I'm going with TUPAC. TUPAC. TYTnetwork.com/TUPAC. Is Tupac Uger cool or not cool? Not me, but the nickname, is it cool or not cool?
Usually when you have to ask if something's cool or not cool, it's not cool. Like, no, that's...
I agree to disagree.
Okay.
Okay, I trust you guys, audience. Don't let me down, okay? Don't listen to these haters, okay?
Look, to be fair to the audience, they'll support you in pretty much anything. They voted in favor of your T-shirt blazer combo, so I feel like they'll probably vote in favor of this.
No, that's because they know better than you. My people shall never agree upon a falsehood.
Okay.
Okay. All right. God bless. We got TRT Classics next. Go.